Brooklands Radio presents the Brooklands Radio Playhouse.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Upstage Surrey presents Killer Killer Podcast by Yvonne Wheeler.
Welcome to Killer Killer Podcast. I am your host, Insane Ian. We're the only podcast about serial killers for serial killers. Today on the show, we have the UK's current most prolific killer. The press is calling him the Tarot Card Killer. In the next half hour, we will get to know the man behind the headlines, and you'll have the opportunity to call in and ask him questions. But before we get started, what are your preferred pronouns? Killer, murderer, butcher, or executioner?
Well, I'm definitely not a butcher. Have you seen my work? I am a murderer by definition, but I do prefer the term killer. But Ian, you can call me Stan. How's that?
So, Stan, I think the first question on most people's lips is, why tarot cards?
Well, every serial killer needs a trademark, don't they? Something for the press to latch onto. So, I thought, tarot cards. Since they have the Hanging Man, the Sword Suit, and, of course, the Death Card, the Grim Reaper himself. It sort of all fell into place from there, really.
You've killed 10 people so far. Do you have a total body count in mind?
Hello, hello. Here we go. I see you believe everything you read in the newspapers, Ian. I'm actually up to 12. The police, they need to pull their finger out. Now, I do prefer even numbers, so I'm thinking of about 16 people. I will, of course, have to think about retirement at some point. I'm no spring chicken anymore. And, as any police profiler will tell you, it's more of a young person's game, isn't it? You know, the late 20s, early 30s sort of character. And on top of that, you've got the obesity crisis. It's making it more and more difficult to get rid of the bodies. Last week, I nearly did me back in. That fat bastard must have been at least 17 stone. But, on a positive side, it does make them easier to catch. Now, that was fun. That was fun.
So, Stan, what do you think are the biggest challenges for today's serial killer?
Well, as I mentioned, Ian, obesity is a big problem, mate. But I'll tell you what also gets me is when they don't scream enough. Where's the enjoyment in that? I want them to at least be begging for mercy, you know. Please don't hurt me. Or if they die of a heart attack too quickly. I mean, at least let me have some fun torturing them first. People that can be so inconsiderate and selfish, it just ruins the fantasy. Right there makes you feel like you've got to do another one. And then that makes it their fault.
Thanks, Stan. We will be back after this ad for some more chat with the Tarot Card Killer. And in the meantime, please call us with any of your questions.
We dissolve bodies faster than any other brand on the market. So get away with your crime with Albert's Quick Lime. Available at all major murder equipment stores.
I've used Albert's Quick Lime and it really does dissolve the bodies quickly. I highly recommend it. Now we have a caller on line one who has a question for you, Stan.
Hello, Tarot Card Killer. My name is Cedric the Slayer. I'm a big fan of your work. My question is, how do you keep yourself motivated? Do you ever get those days when you get up and you think to yourself, I just can't be bothered with the hunt today? It's just too much like hard work, or is that just me? I don't think the average person realises how tiring it is being a serial killer, having to maintain a consistent standard of work.
Well, that's a good question, Cedric the Slayer. I, like you, am a perfectionist, so I do like a job well done. There's no point in a half-hearted murder, is there now? But you are right. Some days are more difficult than others. So I like to listen to positive affirmations. I can highly recommend the audio book, Destroy the Day as Well as Anyone You Hate.
Thanks, Stan. For our audience's benefit, I'm just going to play a short clip of it now.
I am a strong and powerful person. I am motivated in everything I do, and everything I do serves a greater purpose. I will overpower the weak, and I will not get caught. I will do whatever it is I want to do, taking every opportunity that comes my way.
So, I listen to that every day. And I recommend to your listeners that they do the same too. It really does help. I also have positive affirmation phrases hung up around my house. Yes, I do. I do, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Tarot Card Killer. That makes sense. I am the same. I have Slay Today on my bathroom mirror. People think it's a misprint of Slay the Day. Little do they know, eh? It's a good prompt for when I leave the house. So, what is your prepared weapon of choice?
Oh, I do like a knife. Something up close and personal. But guns? Oh, no. Not for me. They're too impersonal. Far too impersonal.
Do you ever like to just mix it up a bit?
No. I'm too much of a creature of habit. I did once try some peanuts.
Peanuts?
Yeah. The victim was highly allergic. I thought it'd be such fun. But it wasn't as enjoyable, if I'm honest. And, of course, I didn't get the credit for the death. People thought it was natural causes. Oh, dear, that was very unsatisfying. So after that, I decided to stick with what I do best.
Well, all right, so, okay. So, how do you like to unwind after a hard day of slaughtering people?
Well, I like to unwind by having a nice long soak in the bath with some scented candles and listening to the radio. Lovely. I'm telling you, mental health is very important.
And do you have a day job? I always find it hard to balance work and play. I'm more interested in my hobby than I am for work.
Yeah, I work as a sales rep. I enjoy the travelling around and meeting new people, if you know what I mean.
Thanks, caller. We now have newbie Norris on line two. I know he's itching to go with a number of questions. Go ahead, caller.
I wanted to ask, how do you get started? It's something I've been thinking about for a long time, but I really just don't know what the first steps are. I have a really, really noisy neighbour called Linda, who I was thinking of doing away with. She's really getting on my nerves. What experience do you need?
Well, my recommendation would be to start with a small prey and work your way up to the bigger prey. Don't overcommit yourself and know your limitations. Don't get over cocky. That's where the amateurs make mistakes and they get caught. It's always the small things that get you caught, like a broken headlight. And don't kill close to home unless you can make it look like an accident. And accidents, they can be easy to stage. Maybe Linda could accidentally fall down the stairs. And if you live in a block of flats, them concrete stairs could be a real killer. You know, you'll always remember your first time. Mine was a chap called Neil Armstrong.
Really? I thought Neil Armstrong died of natural causes.
No. It's a different Neil Armstrong. Oh, he was hard work. He was a tall sort of chap. So a lot to get rid of, if you know what I mean. It took me ages. But I'll tell you what, You don't need a gym membership when you can get a proper workout chopping up buddies, I'll tell you that.
And another question. Did you always know that you wanted to be a serial killer?
Oh, yeah. Straight off the bat. I mean, it's in the genes. Now, I can't tell you who, but I am related to a famous serial killer. He's somebody you all know, very famous. He was big in the East End of London, and that's all I'm saying, other than he never got caught.
Amazing. And do you believe every contact leaves a trace, as in Lockhart's exchange principle?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. It doesn't matter how careful you are, you'll always leave a trace. But you know what? I quite like the thought of leaving a bit of myself behind. Just as long as the police don't get it.
Thanks, caller. That leads us nicely into our next advert.
We got you covered. The Collins coveralls. With no DNA shedding or blood spreading. Get your Collins coveralls at allaboutmurder.com. Collins coveralls, we've got you covered.
So, Stan, do you ever take trophies from your victims?
I do. Of course I do. I mean, what self-respecting serial killer wouldn't? It's always nice to have a memento, something nice to look back on and enjoy. With Neil, I took his camera. I'll tell you what, it must be worth a few quid. Not that I'd ever sell it. Especially with some of those images on there. Oh.
I have a question I've been dying to ask you. What are your long-term plans?
Well, I'm writing a book at the moment. My agent tells me it has bestseller potential. People love all the gory details, don't they? Although, I'm not looking to publish until I retire.
What are your retirement plans, Stan?
Well, when I finally do retire, it will be abroad somewhere. But if I told you where, I'd have to kill you.
Do you ever get worried about being caught?
No. No, I'm too smart for that. But if by some miracle it did happen, I'd be looking forward to all the fan mail I'd receive in prison. The women, they do love a serial killer, don't they?
They certainly do. Thanks for coming on the podcast today, Stan. It's been great chatting to you. Any last words for our listeners before you head off?
Only to say, stay out of my way, because I don't discriminate when it comes to my victims. You got it? I ain't joking.
Well, thanks for that, Stan. Stay tuned for next week when we have The Cleaner as our guest, who will be telling us how to remove all those nasty body stains from different surfaces, as well as how to dispose of a body. Cheerio for now.
You've been listening to Killer Killer Podcast by Yvonne Wheeler, directed by Tess Townsend and edited by Colin Hansford, featuring Matthew Bayliss as Caller Cedric and Newbie Norris, Pat Boothman as Whispering Woman, Steve Infield as the Tarot Card Killer, and Darren Partridge as Insane Ian. Jingles courtesy of Lorraine Chaplin. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.